This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm really sick of this. I got to tell you. I'm really, 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 really sick of this. I just want it to end, and I don't know how it ends. We've done a pretty good job on this program of trying to ferret out the root causes. In fact, you've been awesome. You've been inspiring. You really have. You've been just fantastic. I think we know why it's happening. No doubt about it. But we've got to get this figured out, folks. We've got to figure out a way to stop it and stop it immediately. Law enforcement officers are being hunted. All right? They are being hunted. We have a national emergency on our hands. We absolutely, positively do. And I don't know what just stops it dead in its tracks. We need to find it, though. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. We didn't even get a week between Dallas and Baton Rouge. Right? I mean, had the prayer service a few days ago, and, you know, here we go again. This is just unbelievable. There's days separating these things now. No longer weeks and months separating them. It's days separating them. I'm really restrained today because I watched the president yesterday, and he doesn't want any more political rhetoric about this. And, you know, I'm tired of words, too. I really am. People are getting horrific, awful, terror. Yeah, all of that and more. Words are no longer enough. They really aren't. And even what I hear him say, attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible. I couldn't agree with that anymore. Attacks on police are an attack on a civil society, on all of us. Attacks on police are an attack on the rule of law. They are putting gasoline on a fire designed to create an inferno of civil disobedience. But saying it just doesn't make it go away. It doesn't get any better. And some of the other things the president talked about yesterday, I agree with. Around-the-clock news cycles and social media amplify the divisions. They do, but that's where we are. You can't shut that off. And he went on to say something I thought was a little odd, and I don't want to make this about the president. I think the president owns some of this. I truly do. But it's so blatantly obvious, I don't even want to argue about it or say it. Right? I mean, go back to where he has been on this thing, way back to the, what was the professor's name? Remember the beer summit and when he said law enforcement acted stupidly? Remember that? And then Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, he erred on the side of stirring the pot. Because he's a community organizer. And it's certainly gotten away from him. But it doesn't matter. I don't even care how he got here. We're here. We got to figure this out. So yesterday he says, around-the-clock news. Okay, I told you that part. He said, we're about to enter a couple of weeks of conventions where our political rhetoric tends to be more overheated than usual. And that's why it's so important that everyone, regardless of race or political party or profession, regardless of what organizations you are a part of, everyone right now focus on words and actions that can unite this country rather than divide it further. He's saying the right things now. It took him 80-90% of his presidency to get there, whatever he has left, not much. But at least he's saying the right things now. But I do find it interesting that this seems to me to be a way of shifting blame to the political. And basically what he's saying is the Republicans don't say bad things about me. Don't you say naughty things about me, because then, you know, that could stir things up and then you're to blame, when he's been playing that card all along. We don't need inflammatory rhetoric, he said. We don't need careless accusations thrown around to score political points or to advance an agenda. We need to temper our words and open our hearts, all of us. All right, let's just take him as the president, the commander-in-chief, and try that. And quite honestly, I agree with him. I just wish he had practiced it. As much earlier in his presidency, maybe we would have less of these. Maybe we would have less of these. We've dealt with the root cause. I'd summarize the root cause of all this as hard hearts, breakdown of the family. All right? People making these choices. We've dealt with it. What do you do about it now? How do you stop this in its tracks? Without inflammatory rhetoric, without being overheated, without throwing around careless accusations, score political points or advance an agenda. I can't help myself. Advance an agenda. Every one of these has been tied to gun control. Who's trying to advance an agenda? I get all that. I know you're saying the same thing. It's just a broken record at this point. What do you do about it right now, this instant? What do you do about it? You know, what are some practical things that would turn down the temperature? How about the governor of all these states, the president, maybe Donald Trump, maybe Hillary Clinton, all of them? Take a beat, walk a beat, join the beat of a police officer. Sounds a little like a photo op, but maybe, you know, could you do it city by city? That, just imagine, Todd, if there were a rash of radio talk show hosts assassinations, you don't think you and I would go to work looking around our shoulder a little bit?
A little bit? Yeah.
Think what these people are going through.
Exactly.
Can you even imagine? I posted yesterday on my Facebook page, this Baton Rouge officer, days before he's dead, something he put on Facebook saying, I swear to God I love this city, but I wonder if this city loves me. Talked about all the false rhetoric out there about police officers. I'm tired physically and emotionally. Disappointed in some family, friends, and officers for some reckless comments. But hey, what's in your heart is in your heart. I still love you all because hate takes too much energy, but I definitely won't be looking at you the same. This is after Dallas. Thank you to everyone that has reached out to me and my wife. It was needed and much appreciated. In uniform, I get nasty, hateful looks, and out of uniform, some consider me a threat. I've experienced so much in my short life, and these last 3 days have tested me to the core. There's more. It's unbelievable. This is days before he shot. A black cop, Montrell Jackson, with a young son, dead. Hands of this madman in Baton Rouge over the weekend. I am sick, but what do you do? Words aren't enough anymore. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Want your comments? Text Todd, 701-226-8503. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also joined by Governor Jack Dalrymple later this hour from Cleveland. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We're also going to check in with a couple of other folks, including Congressman Kevin Cramer and Gary Emanuth in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. And preview Cookfest, where we will be tomorrow. Montreal. No, I'm sorry. Where we're going to be tomorrow? We're going to be in Mandaree. Newtown Wednesday at the Marine at Four Bears, and then Thursday, Stanley, Montreal County. Andy and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I got to agree with you 100% that now that Obama is finally calling for the end of his decisive conversations that we seem to have, I thought it kind of strange that Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown's mothers are speaking at the DNC.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it was caught it on Reddit last night about 9 o'clock, and I just shook my head. So,
well, let's hope it's not inflammatory rhetoric.
Right. So the other thing too, Scott, while you're asking, one thing I posted up not too long ago was, you know, is it possible? And you have a perfect forum for this. Is it
hang
possible?
On, Andy. Hang on. I want to hear your idea, but we need to go to a hard break. Hang tight. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. SNSMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here inviting you for a cookout. Let's do it. Come on up to Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. These are all about great fun and great information, free food, great barbecue, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial, putting people first, now in Western North Dakota, is the proud sponsor of our Bakken Rocks Cookfest broadcast. Come on up and see us. Info session from 2 to 4 each day, and the free barbecue and live music from 4 until 7. See you there, and brought to you by Choice Financial.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. Hey, folks, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. They are so much fun. It's the reason I'm here rather than in Cleveland. I have not missed a Republican convention since 1996 in San Diego. Covered a lot of them. The reason I usually go, there's a lot of newsmakers there, and we can bring you a lot of commentary here on the program, but I thought, you know what? I'm not missing Cookfest. I'm not going to do it. It's just too darn much fun. So We'll be out at Cookfest having a great time. Brought to you by Choice Financial, by MBI Energy. One of our best places to work tour stops. Every day they've got a posting darn near with another great career opportunity at MBI Energy. And by Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy. By the way, our friends at Choice Financial, they put people first. Down in Bismarck, parts west, South Hart, Dickinson. Really new to western North Dakota, but they've been around over 100 years. North Dakota's number one ag lender. Always giving back to their communities, always put people first. And MBI Energy, as I mentioned, a great place to work. They really are. Incredible innovation, wonderful people. Find out more about them. Take them on to their Facebook page. Great place to follow and get the latest on the job opportunities that they have going. 2 until 4 in Mandarin tomorrow is the Bakken Information Center. 4 until 7, the Bakken barbecue, the information booth. ND22 performs. It all wraps up at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Free barbecue, free entertainment. Great information on Bakken Forward, a look forward, really, with Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council. Kathy Ness will be there. Lynn Helms, Randy Phelan, who is a councilman there. They have a panel addressing implementing solutions. It's going to be great. And do it all over again in Stanley on Thursday, 2:30 to 4:30 for the info sessions there, 4 to 7 for the barbecue, and live performance by Tin Star. Should be fun. All right, Andy, you had an idea you were starting to share with us before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking the other night, it kind of bothered me because I knew Dallas was going to happen. I didn't know that it was Dallas, but I knew something like that was going to happen. It was predictable, everything that had gone on. And it really bothered me that even though that I knew, it's like, what can we do? And one of the things that I ran through my mind is, can we call a truce? Because it is a war. We're at war right now. And if we can put together some kind of social contract where citizens of the United States would understand that, hey, we're in a situation, we're uncomfortable with the police, and the police would understand that, hey, we're in a situation, we're uncomfortable with the person that's in front of us right now. Let's take a step back. Let's call, gather some support, call for backup, whatever it happens to be. The people are allowed to get their cell phones out and have a witness to the events that are unfolding, and just breathe for a minute.
Regroup. I don't mean this politically at all. Some people will take it as a political statement, but can you think of anyone better than the president to go to some of these thugs that he again has, in my mind, as a community organizer, that's sort of been his constituency, right? I mean, going way back. Okay, it is what it is. Can you think of anybody just says, hey? I'm a black president here. You're feeling as though your lot in life has been shorted, and you're getting a bum deal. Look, you want to be president. You can be president, right? I love your idea of a truce. I really do, Andy. My fear is who speaks to the thugs. Okay, law enforcement are not the bad guys here. Okay, one half of 1% offend and do some dumb things and are dealt with appropriately. But the vast majority of law enforcement, overwhelming 99.9%+, do their job and do it well. Okay, and the same percentages can't be said for those that are targeting them. This is vigilante. This is hunting police. Everything else. Who talks to them? Who speaks their language?
Oh, I agree. Instead, what the president did was say, if I had a son, I could picture him to be Trayvon Martin.
Okay, we're gonna forget that happened, right? But on the other hand, he did say that, and he has said other things that would lead you to believe that he's not siding with law enforcement. Okay, so there again, that gives him more credibility with those that would want to harm the police, right?
Right.
Wouldn't it? I love your idea of a truce. I'm just saying, does somebody bent on killing a cop have an open ear, an open heart to wanting to just shut it off? Can you disarm them? Can you back them off that ledge? I'm asking. I don't know.
I truly believe that he could if that's what he wanted. But every time we have a situation like this, he puts the law enforcement agency under federal jurisdiction. He's creating in his own, in his own way, step by step. He's already got 26, 27 police forces across the country that are under federal jurisdiction. He's putting together his federal police force.
Oh, just wears me out. I don't want it to be about him, but it always comes. It always comes back to you. But I love your idea of a truce. I love your idea of a truce. Now, I don't know if it's possible, you know, to, again, let's just take Baton Rouge, okay? What do we know about this guy? Ex-Marine who ambushed police officers, by the way. He was targeting the officers, and the president yesterday said, we don't know the motive of the killer. We don't know whether the killer set out to target police officers or whether he gunned them down as they responded to a call. Yes, we do know. We do know now. He was targeting officers. The preliminary investigation shows he definitely ambushed those officers, said a public affairs commander for the Louisiana State Police. We are still trying to find out what his motive was. That's going to be part of our investigation, but we believe he was targeting those officers. So a guy like that, all right, that is bent on killing police officers, when you say, let's have a truce, how do you get him to the table, for lack of a better term, to discuss a truce?
Oh, I wish I had an answer to that, Scott. I really do. I think a series of events unfolded over the last few weeks. I think there's a good possibility that the whole thing in Minnesota was a nervous cop at the time because of what happened in Baton Rouge the day before. And that's what the truce will stop, is the nervousness or, you know, hey, we come to an agreement that we need to take a step back. Criminals are criminals, and you're not going to be able to change much, you know, as far as that goes. But I think sometimes that there are actually mistakes that do happen. And if we can take a step back, we can, you know, slow the escalation.
Appreciate the call, Andy. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Way to think about this. Think about it differently. That's what I want to do, trying to do. You know, I love the idea of a truce. I just don't know what would, awaken somebody in the mindset of wanting to kill cops, hunt cops, to go, you know, this is just dumb. I got to put down my gun. What would do it? I don't know. I think in the meantime, we've got to stand law enforcement. We've got to draw a line in the sand. We got to let them know. Look at the guy, one of the three murders saying, 3 days before this thing, really didn't feel like the city was behind him. Loved the city, didn't know the city loved him back. We can't let that happen. What do we do? Tell me.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. That's right. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. And we love doing it. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, and the Bakken and KLTC in Dickinson, too. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment for you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Morning, everybody. Really a sad day when the president, the leader of our country, doesn't lead the people, doesn't try to control all the bad doings. He's looked up from all the free countries in the world, the democracies, and he's failing his job miserably, especially on this deal with these murders of these police officers and peacekeepers. It's really disgusting, a leader that doesn't lead.
Thanks for the call. Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your calls with your commentary, telling us what's on your mind, are always welcome here. When you call, you can chat with us live on the air, or you can leave a message. You have an option. We have that 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week line, too. 855-200-1776. Just press 1 and you can leave us a message. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd. Just text your thoughts. 701-226-8503. 226-8503. High Plains Apache sells the Apache sprayer. One customer said, you know what, this thing's a Cadillac. You're not bumped around, it rides very smooth. You get out, your back doesn't hurt, your neck's not hurting from turning around, looking at things. You feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day. Customers love them. They work hard for their money, they want to get a great deal. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy, and High Plains Apache respects that. High Plains Apache actually works very hard to earn your business. And the Apache sprayer works hard for you. When you get right down to it, it's the businessman sprayer. Proven to work as hard as you do, and a support team to back it up. In Mandan, right across from Bonanza, 1701 East Side Court. Or exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier at High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com. Chris Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to talk about this weekend shooting and the Black Lives Matter movement. First off, I think that all of this was started for the survivable shootings. If you look at both of them, Baton Rouge and Minneapolis, you look at the facts and the background story to it. DOJ is going to come back. They're both survivable shootings. And I think Black Lives Matter got carried away with the whole thing. They should have waited to get the facts, but of course, they jumped the gun. The media reported the cops shooting the two black men. They never mentioned the fact that they were armed. So I believe the media shares part of the responsibility for this. As far as the cop shooting, you said it best, Scott. It's a crisis of the heart. and it's up to that person to change it. I don't know how we can fix it. And the sheriff in Baton Rouge yesterday kind of reiterated that as well. Another suggestion as far as these protests and riots, I believe we should, if they're arrested for rioting, not protesting but rioting, they should forfeit any social welfare benefits they are getting. Not even if they're convicted, but if they're arrested and wasting the taxpayers' dollars for protesting facts or non-factual basis for the protest. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen to your reply.
Thanks for the call. It's a tricky area because we have a right to protest in this country. We have a right to free speech, and we should, about anything. But, you know, where's the responsibility for what is said and done and stirred up? Montrell Jackson was one of the three officers murdered in Baton Rouge. I said earlier that he had put up a Facebook post 3 days earlier, upset with some of the rhetoric that was out there. He said at the end of his post, I read part of it earlier, he said, I personally want to send prayers out to everyone directly affected by the tragedy. These are trying times. Please don't let hate infect your heart. This city must and will get better. I'm working in these streets. So any protesters, officers, friends, family, or whoever, if you see me and need a hug, I want to say a prayer, I got you. How about that? He's saying, I'm out there, I'm working, you're a protester, whoever, fellow officer, see me and need a hug, I want to say a prayer, I got you. His words days before he was murdered. Maybe that's the answer. I'm looking for an answer. I don't want rhetoric. I don't want words. I don't want, you know, a politician trying to figure it out. In my mind, we need to do something quick as a country to stand shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement. Encountering Black Lives Matter with Blue Lives Matter just inflames the situation, if you ask me. Because people instantly see one life being more important than the other. It's going to sound sappy, but maybe the officer's telling us something there. He's got to go into these neighborhoods and start hugging folks, thawing out some of these hearts. What would you do? Who should do it? Frank at Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hey there. I just got a little bit more of a general overview, because I think it's going to take, like, at least a couple generations for things to really change. I mean, yeah, there might be immediate small things that can be done, but in general, like right now, the election going on, a lot of people are upset, you know, with the economy. Their wages haven't improved in 10, 15 years, and they're tired of it. But these are people that are working. You get into the inner city poor, I mean, they think they don't have a chance, and it's probably true. I mean, they grow up in a dysfunctional family, neighborhood, lifestyle. When they get old enough, 30s or something, they finally figure it out. They want to get a job and do something. The only jobs available to them are housekeeping, janitors. They make $8, $9 an hour, $7.50. You know, they can see right away they're never going to be able to buy a house or a decent car. They get pulled over right away with a junk car, and I know that. When I lived in Minneapolis, I had an old pickup. I used to get pulled over all the time. When I got a brand new pickup, I never got pulled over. It's like there's different levels of society, and that lower level is just being pounded. They want to revolt. They want to get out of there. They want what everyone else has. And until we can change our society, where if you don't live a perfect life from the beginning, you're done. I mean, there was a point when I had a house, two-stall garage, fishing boats, new trucks, this and that, and do whatever problems, anxiety, panic attacks. I lost everything. I was homeless and got pulled over again in an old pickup truck. And the cop says, well, you're not wearing your seatbelt. $100 fine. And I said, I'm homeless. I'm living at my sister's house. Well, it's my job. See, those are the laws that we as a society set up for the police to follow. I'm not blaming the cops. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing what us as society is telling them to do. And until we change that, until we make it where everybody has a chance to do something in life, it's never going to change. People want to get out of it. And
there was a time, though.
And carried away, but there it is. That's what I got to say.
Interesting, Frank. Appreciate it. Appreciate the perspective from someone in a challenging time. I will say this, though, again. Talked a little bit about this last week. Urban neighborhoods, crime rates have come down considerably because of the work of law enforcement. There are more young black people alive today because of law enforcement officers risking their lives and bringing down crime there. There was a time when those communities said, we need more police. There's rampant crime. Stores can't open. Windows are broken. The whole deal. They took control. Obviously, that now could very well be reversed, but let's not forget the good they have done, without question. Let's see who's next. Ray on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ray.
Morning. Yeah, morning. I agree with a lot of the things that the caller before me had to say. But I also look at the cops have a really, really tough job. I mean, it's worse for them, I believe, sometimes than the people in Iraq. In comparison being, you don't know who your enemy is. You don't know who's going to come up behind you. There is no uniforms. It's scary for them. It goes out to them. You know, I think the issue gets a little bit.
I think we lost you, Ray. Traveling on the road. You call back if you need to. Tom and Hazen, you're on What's on Your Mind. Tom, are you there?
Yeah. I just
go ahead, sir.
My name.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, anybody that thinks we don't need police in this country needs to look at what's going on right now and think about who would stand in the way of these people who are funded probably by George Soros or others. And our country, in my mind, needs to get back to being a God-loving country. We need families. The best hope for our nation for the future is families with two parents who are teaching their children love for others, respect, morality, integrity, the difference between right and wrong, like probably you were taught, and I certainly was. That's where I stand, Scott.
Well, you're with so many others of our listeners as well, and me as well. It is the ultimate solution here. And I think prayer is the only way you're going to fix this mess, but you need some action. You need to see, people need to see some things happening and quick. Jim in Wilton. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I look at and listen to your radio station every day, and I hear people complaining about when they had the Ku Klux Klan. To me, this Black Lives Matter is almost just like them. Not everybody agree, will say that, are there for violence, but the people are using it just like that to create violence. They talk about, their lives matter. Well, to me, all life matters. It shouldn't be just Black Lives Matter. It should be all lives matter.
Yeah, there is an antagonistic element without question, a civil disobedience element to a Black Lives Matter. The sentiment to me says, of course Black Lives Matter. And if somebody is black and doesn't think their life matters, we've got work to do. There's no doubt about that. But George Soros' element and even the president inviting the organizer to the White House, given what they've stirred, is unforgivable. Good points, Jim. Appreciate the call. Governor Jack Dalrymple from Cleveland when we come back, and more of your calls as we continue to. Don't go away. PetroServe USA. The folks that help America feel better. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We're going to check into Cleveland here in just a little bit. Governor Jack Dalrymple there, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and Gary Amrath is our correspondent on the ground there as well, former Republican Party chair in North Dakota. So stay tuned for that coming up. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, see, I don't even want to hear this, but there's only one man that could, person that could put a stop to this. That's the man who's created it. That's Barack Obama. It's working perfectly for him. He doesn't, if he would stop and think, who's been president for 7.5 years? Who's run the country? And, we're in the mess we're in. Why? Because of his policies. Guess what? You know, he doesn't want to leave, and it very well could be that he'll declare martial law and not leave. believe. I wouldn't put anything past this man. But the he's the one behind it, and he's the one that could call it good stuff, but there's no way he wants to. He doesn't. This is happening exactly the way he's had planned it.
I think it's a fool's errand to think somehow that the president's going to have a conversion at the 11th hour of his presidency and actually be proactive on any of this. I don't think it's possible. I mean, his words are changing, which I think is great. I'm glad they are. But I mean, to me, if the president will do this, it'll be fine. It's just not going to happen. So we've got to find some other solution.
I know it's not going to happen because my point I'm trying to make, Scott, is that he loves what's happening right now. Guarantee it. I know you don't want to hear that.
Why don't you think I want to hear it? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, given his actions and the way he stirred the pot, I wouldn't argue with you.
So many people say, oh, it can't happen to us. People need to look at the truth, but they won't. And here's the people out there out in the street. You think it's bad now? Wait till if the Republicans take over in the White House. And the things are as bad as they'll be there 2 hours, and people will be howling. Oh, look how bad it is! Well, who's run the country for 8 years? Democrats. And but guess what? I heard a caller earlier saying that these two mothers were going to speak at the Democratic convention. Well, that is totally inflammatory.
Sure
totally
is.
Inflammatory.
Yeah. He could get Hillary on the phone and fix that. It would be one way to back up his rhetoric, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Texters pouring in here with commentary. Anybody remember when liberals said the Tea Party was dangerous? Tea Party 0, Black Lives Matter 8. Texter says a truce, not going to work. As African-Americans think the police and whitey are plotting against them, the black community denies reality and refuses to be reasonable. See, hands up, don't shoot, lie. Another text, North Dakota cops are generally a lot nicer than cops in other parts of the country. There are a lot of cops out there that are way too cocky. Who's going to tell them to calm down? Another texter. The president has brought all this on, stripping the police many times of their authority, telling them to back off, stand down, and until we have a leader that will give full authority back to the police and the support of the public to let them do their jobs, this is what we'll have to deal with. Yeah, no, I hear you. I absolutely do. Governor Jack Dalrymple is on our newsmaker line right now from Cleveland. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Hi, Scott.
How's Cleveland?
How you doing?
I'm doing well,
Cleveland
thanks.
Cleveland is looking bright and sunny, and all is well.
Is it a fortress?
I don't think so. At least I haven't seen that yet. They have a tremendous amount of personnel here working on security. I think it looks like it's been very well planned.
What's your mission at the Republican National Convention? What's your hope coming away from this? What do you want to be the headline when this thing is done?
Well, I think we want the headline to be that Donald Trump was nominated and that the Republican Party is thoroughly and strongly behind him. We had a breakfast meeting this morning of our entire delegation, and I think the spirit was very, very upbeat, very positive. And the point was made that, we're doing more than just nominating a personality here. We are nominating a point of view and a set of beliefs. And that is really what it comes down to, that nominating a person who represents our point of view in America.
What's your biggest worry if Hillary Clinton were to be president, if Donald Trump was not successful?
Well, Scott, in North Dakota, I think people have come to understand that Hillary Clinton would be an extension of Barack Obama's time in office, and we would see more and more attacks on the way we do things in North Dakota, whether it has to do with energy or agriculture or management of land. They really have thrown all of the spears at us
And they do not want states to manage their own natural resources and their own states. And that, I think, is serious. It's very dangerous for our state, and we really cannot let that continue.
Well, you have a grand time. Keep tabs on everybody. I stayed back for Cookfest, so I'll be in Mandaree and Newtown for the big fishing derby for the North Dakota Oil Can program, and then Stanley on Thursday. So I'll be counting on you guys to get her done in Cleveland. Okay.
I'm gonna miss the Cookfest. That sounds like a heck of a lot of fun too.
Governor Jack Dalrymple from Cleveland, Kevin Kramer, and Gary Emmons will check in a little later. More of your calls too. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.